Hello and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast. Rated Hi. 5 stars on... Could you guys please never...
Oh.
You never interrupt me when I'm doing the intro.
I was just saying hi back.
We're a top of the charts podcast now. You can't fuck up the intro.
When did this happen?
Forget it. Rated 5 stars on iTunes by Bainsley101. He says, every time I listen to one of these, it makes me jizz a little in my pants and I can't wait for more. Bainsley, clean yourself up. You're disgusting.
It's fucking disgusting.
Every time I record, I jizz a little in my pants.
Guess who's back this episode?
I'm back, boys!
Why are you across the room? Why are you on the other side of the room?
Right now? I needed to make some sort of dramatic entry. Fuck, come on. it's been a whole 2 weeks, man.
Hasn't it been three?
No, I don't even know anymore. I lost count of time.
Yeah, you can't count to three.
All that weed you smoked.
Yeah, it's been 2 or 3 episodes since Zuckles has been on, but he's back now. Guess who's not here? McCreamy. There's no excuse. He just didn't show up. He just didn't show up today. Okay? So
think of his shit.
I mean, we record the podcast at the same time every week. I don't understand how he didn't show up. But no, he's not here. But no, I'm joined today by iNut, aka Matt.
Yo.
Toby, aka John on the Radio.
Hello.
Swagger Souls, aka Eric Vivian Matthews.
Okay. Stop. Stop.
And yeah, Mason's here too. And I'm Fitz. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, Fitz.
Thanks. Now, just a brief introduction here, because we might have a lot of new listeners coming in who don't know what we do. They don't know what our channels are. They just saw this podcast at the top of Spotify, which is where we're at, by the way.
And they were like,
yo, let's check this out. So if you're listening to this and you're above the age of 30, I suggest you just turn away right now. There's nothing for you here. if you're my mom and dad, same goes for you. Get the fuck out of my face. But for everyone else, you know, we're just a bunch of YouTubers. We're from all over the world. I'm from New Zealand. Toby's from New Zealand. Zuckles is from Australia, if you couldn't tell. And Matt and Swagger are from America. And we just do gaming and we just tell jokes. And we're basically just wannabe comedians, but on the internet. So yeah, this podcast is just us telling a bunch of stories and just kind of, you know,
shooting the shit.
Yeah, shooting the shit, bit of behind the scenes for our YouTube careers and shit. I don't know. People seem to enjoy it. I don't understand why.
I think it's our voices.
It's probably the voices.
Yeah, mine especially.
Oh, yeah. No, you should probably not talk, eh?
Classic.
Oh, shit. Just another thing I want to address right at the beginning here. We're getting so many tweets, and I knew this would happen. We're getting so many tweets being like, oh, you missed a golden opportunity to call it the Misfits Podcast with a Z because, you know, like it's Fitz and like Misfits, get it? Because that's like a fun.
Oh, that's genius.
We know that.
Why didn't we think of that?
I figured of the name while baked on 3 space cakes in the car ride to Germany, by the way.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't know this.
That was when we were on the way to Berlin. We were in the car and after they took the 3 space
cakes.
And
I'm like, Misfits!
Yeah, we were trying to think of names in the car, and I had a whole note on my iPhone about it. We had like 10 names, and Misfits was one of them that like I put like 5 asterisks next to.
Right. So, yeah. Wait, so did Mason think of the idea while he was high?
Oh, very high. Very, very high.
Did he think of it with the Z or the S?
S.
The S.
Okay, cool.
Then he said, oh, maybe we could put a Z like Fitz. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
He was like, all right.
Like, this isn't my podcast, you know? Like, and by putting the Z on the end of it, it would kind of make it seem that way. And it's just kind of like, I don't know, like, it's just unnecessary, you know? Like,
yeah, it's dumb.
Plus, putting the Z on it is like so 2008, you know? Like, what are we like?
Yeah, what are we, fucking gay?
Were we a boy band?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What would our single be called if we were a boy band?
Yeah, I think it would just be called awkward.
Nice.
Also, another thing that we got to get out of the way at the beginning here, Gamescom. We've been talking about it for the last 2 podcasts. We've been all excited to go to Germany.
Yeah, we're hyped
Gamescom.
To go.
Guess what happened the other day?
What happened?
Manager Ryan comes on Discord. He's like, boys, I got some bad news. We're like, okay, what's up? He's like, my wife left me. And we're like, okay, we don't care. He's like, but I got some more bad news. And we said, okay, what's up? He said, they canceled the Germany trip. So we got the news the other day that the company we were working with, that will go unnamed, fuck them, by the way, Basically, wait, I can't. Do we actually talk about the company in previous podcast?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I mean, it doesn't matter. No one's going to know. Matter. Just, yeah. just it doesn't fuck matter. Just don't say their name.
I could have got a picture in a tank. Fuck.
Okay, whatever. I stand by what I said. Basically, we were working with a ad company to get our flights paid for, accommodation, everything, to go to Gamescom to work with this brand and represent them at Gamescom, right? Now, the brand itself basically ran out of money and decided not to fund the trip. So
yeah, we're just kind of left. They dropped the agency.
Yeah, they just dropped the agency. So the agency's like, oh shit, now we've spent a bunch of money on this and we can't get it back. And manager Ryan's like, oh shit, I spent a bunch of money on flights and I can't get it back. So not only can we not go to Germany, I mean, I guess we could, but like, you know, like we're not
going
to.
Yeah, with what money, cunt?
Yeah, like it's just gonna be way too expensive for no reason though. So yeah. We're kind of just left standing with our dicks in our hands and...
As usual.
Which is a fine position.
Like in our own hands, though. Like not like a weird shared thing.
It could be a shared thing if you want.
I don't want it to be a shared thing. I think that it's just like...
Fitz is too tall anyway.
Yeah, I'd have to get on a stool to put his dick in my hand.
Dude, you could use Fitz's dick as a diving board, boys. Let's be real.
What?
Okay, anyhow.
Okay.
So I was in LA and...
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about that. Nice segue. Zuckles has been in LA for the last 2 weeks, which is why he's been absent.
It felt like 2 years.
Yeah, it felt like 2 years for us too. Fucking tell us about it.
I mean, well, I was over there and obviously it was in America, which is a completely different country. Monk-ass.
It is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but anyway, I was over there to, I was doing stuff with FaZe. We're looking into like me joining and same with McCreamy. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm back here now, so it clearly didn't work out. nonetheless, the food in America is shit and the pollution sucks and it just wasn't doing it for me. I was going fucking mental.
The food in LA and the pollution in LA. So, not so USA.
Swagger makes this correction every time because he's so goddamn patriotic, you know?
He's like,
because I don't like LA. LA and California as a whole, more or less, is not the USA. It's not the USA. It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. Fuck LA. Fuck California.
Fair enough. No, so yeah, I mean, obviously you know that I went over with Mason and Jay and also manager Ryan and Sam. So we went over there as a big trip. Like, when I was there, when me, Ryan, and Sam were there, it was like, all right. And I kind of went home thinking, okay, Zuckles and Jay, they're going to be fine. Like, they'll be all right over there by themselves. Like, I was pretty optimistic about LA.
I was wrong.
So, yeah, basically what happened, I mean, you can explain this better than me about exactly we can't tell everything, but basically they just didn't have a great time. And when I went home, like, and when Ryan and Sam went home briefly after, and Mason and Jay were left there all on their own. And I don't think you guys understand just how fucking retarded these two kids are. Like, they're really just like...
Like, out of the whole group, the last people that should have been there were us.
I don't know what we were thinking, like, leaving them there on their own, but they... I mean, Mason, you had a full-on mental breakdown, buddy. Tell us about
it. Yeah, I mean, well, fuck. So, like, I was smoking a bit of weed.
A little bit of weed,
but dude, I don't even know, I'm getting anxious talking about it now, but
yeah,
it was a lot of pressure, especially going into an environment like that and being myself who uploads once a month. Like, I was instantly pressured to be doing so much more and I just couldn't deal with it. Like, I'm talking, I was fucking screaming at walls, you know, it was like something from a movie. I felt like something from Split, dude. Thought I was going to die. Everything was going to kill me.
What were you screaming at the walls?
Help.
Please, wall.
And please help me. He's not joking. He genuinely had a full-on, like he was insane. Like,
I've got, like PTSD from it, and that's not even a fucking joke. But don't feel sorry for me. I'm home now and happy. Yeet.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I've never seen or heard Mason as happy as, like, when I called him and talked to him in DMs, like, when he was catching his flight home from LA. He's like, dude, you saved me, Fitz. You fucking saved me. And all this shit like that. Like,
that's not the first time I've said that, too.
No, yeah. Mason will call me in the middle. Like, this is like a month ago. Mason calls me in the middle of the night, like, Like, literally, I'm like right about to go to bed and I get like my phone starts buzzing. I'm like, what the fuck? I pick it up. It's Discord. I'm like, Zuckles? He's like, Cam, God, you got to help me, man. I think I'm dying. I was like, Mason, like, what's going on, champ? Like, you're gonna be fine. Like, are you on drugs? He's like, yeah, a little bit. I'm like, fuck it. I'm like, where are you right now? I'm like, at this point, I'm kind of worried because he actually sounds really concerned. I'm like, oh, buddy, like, I hope you're not out in public on a train or something. He's like, oh, I'm just in bed, but I just think I'm actually gonna die, man. I'm fucking scared. And I was basically just like, look, like, you're home. You got a nice warm blankie.
It was so awesome because I was like on Discord, everything, like the whole screen's black when you're in a call except for his icon. Yeah. So like my phone was above my head. It literally felt like I was looking at God itself. It literally felt like because I was on edibles that night. So I was just fucked. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not always on drugs, by the way. The only reason everyone thinks I'm on drugs is because that's when you hear the most about me, because that's when I come out the most.
Yeah.
And you're also just retarded. You just seem like you're always on drugs.
Exactly.
That's when you come out the most? I don't know. You came out a lot during Germany. Fucking Europe.
Anyway, I'm straight.
Spill the tea, John. Spill the tea.
Spill the tea. Spill the tea. I'm happy for it. Go.
Just fucking all throughout. When we went on that first trip, all the boys and I, except you, Fitz, because you didn't fucking come. I don't know. Mason just kept on questioning if he was bi or not. And then he would go like, guys, I think I'm bi. And then he would go back on that at like a few hours later. Like, I'm fucking straight, boys. That was funny.
I'm still digging.
We were in Ryan's room after we ate all the space cakes and we were like an hour into it. And he was like, no, I'm definitely bi. Like, guys, like, I'm pretty sure I'm bisexual. And we were all like, are you serious? Like, are you joking?
That was
like,
right after I broke up with my girlfriend. Yeah, okay? I was confused.
he's like, I'm not joking. I think I am. And we're like, okay, Mason just came out to us. Cool. All right. Good on you, Mason. God. You're bisexual. Cool.
Guys. I'd suck a dick.
Hang on, stop. Everyone stop, because this relates very heavily to something that we experienced in LA, me, Mason. Okay, so Mason had this weird thing in LA. Like, we were hanging out with, like, I think it was Banks and Keem, right? And, like, and Mason just starts going, like, yeah, I'd fuck a tranny. Yeah, I'd fuck a tranny. Like, I think I'd fuck a tranny. Like, probably let her suck my dick and shit. Like, all this stuff. Keem, who like really likes Mason, was like looking like the most disappointed father, like hands on his head, just like pacing around, like, what the fuck? Like, you know, bro, like, I thought like I believed in you originally, bro, but like, you're telling me this fucking shit, and I feel like, you know, I just feel like I don't fucking like you anymore, and all this like stuff like that. Like, obviously, kind of joking.
Keem's not homophobic, by the way. He was shocked by what I was saying.
It's basically like Keem viewed it as his own son going, like, Dad, I think I want to suck a tranny's dick or something like that, you know? Like, it's not that he hates trannies. It's just, is tranny even PC? Can I even fucking say that?
No.
Whatever.
No.
What is PC, Toby?
Transvestite.
Just trans. Transvestite isn't
the
either.
Tranny's like geography?
Trans is fine.
I'm sorry. I'm from New Zealand. We literally fuck sheep over here. Like, we have low standards. I don't even know what sexuality is. No. So what? Is it? Okay, I'm just going to say trans, okay? Like, he was just saying that he wants to, like, he would have sex with a trans person, okay? And Keem,
I said I'd let a trans suck my dick for a while. Yeah. Like, that's...
This is great.
Banks had the opposite reaction. Banks was like, you know, we could get you a tranny, bro. Like, we could do that for you. Like, he was like, and then he started like teasing him, like, dude, like, you're gonna wake up one day and I'm gonna like put a tranny, a trans person in your bed.
That's so funny.
I'm gonna move away from this topic because I just don't think I can continue without ruining my career. Not that it's already not ruined.
Holy shit.
You had a full breakdown in LA.
So bad.
Just to also clarify one thing, because I feel like I have to say this to stand up for Mason. He didn't have a breakdown because he couldn't cut it over there. Okay? Like, Mason is a hardworking guy, and like he didn't come home and not follow through with the phase thing because he couldn't cut it or because it was, you know, too much. I mean, that might have been like part of it might have been that it was too overwhelming and he was just a bit young, but it wasn't because he couldn't cut it as a person and a content creator, all right? Just gotta say that to look out for my boy, all right?
Yeah, because it however, didn't almost sound
however,
like that.
However,
like.
There is a however. There is.
He went fucking insane. And I for did. Me and for Ryan, manager Ryan, it was almost like a full-time job keeping tabs on Mason and Jay after we went home. It was like every day it's a call. It's like, we want to come home. We want to stay.
We want to run away.
I think everyone's trying to kill me. Can we flee the country? Like all the stuff like that.
Can I get deported intentionally? One of the primary reasons I came home is because like the whole opportunity itself got delivered to me in like the palms of Ricky's hands. And I was like, it was awesome in the moment. But once it went through, I was like, I haven't worked enough for this, you know? It's like, that's why I've come home. So that way I can actually start working and just not get something like that given straight to me. Because it's just not fair on myself. It's retarded.
I think definitely were not ready in some senses, but it was also just LA did not agree with you at all. You know,
LA wasn't ready for me, man. Fuck.
If you follow Mason on Twitter, you would have seen the videos of him just like taping himself going, I fucking hate America.
I mean, dude, I was screaming at walls. I shat blood. Like, it was all fucking hell.
Like, if you follow Mason on Snapchat or Insta, like, you would have almost been questioning whether he was putting it on. I'm telling you, he wasn't putting it on. Like, he was genuinely going insane.
To be fair, Mason leaked his credit card on stream and then wasn't able to eat anything like himself or buy anything really himself.
Well,
and
stuck
then he
with
had
fucking
a terrible
father
diet.
Boys.
He had a terrible diet and then thinks he shat blood when really he just wiped too hard and there was blood there. And then and then he just fucking and he did a little flip, did a little freak out. Over in LA, and that was the breaking point. The straw that broke the camel's back was him wiping his asshole too hard.
He literally posted on Snapchat just a picture of his face and the caption, I literally shat blood. This is the final straw. No, there are a bunch of factors, but I mean, what's important is that you're home now and you we all feel like it's the right choice and you definitely are happy about it, you know, like, and now you're ready to get back to work and, you know, just do your thing, man. Like, you're gonna kill it either way, so
boy,
100%.
Yeah, kill him
with the Misfits, baby.
Mind you, poor Jay was all my fucking anxiety and just insanity was rubbing off onto him, and he was he's like the most sheltered person, too. So, it was all just going onto him, and it was just bad energy. I feel so bad.
Do you get, do you think that you and Jay are like closer as mates because of the experience, though?
If he hadn't have been there, I would have gone actually insane and I probably would still be there now. So, I owe everything to him, honestly. Oh, speak of the devil, he is currently online.
Oh, is he
Monka S.
Maybe he'll join halfway through.
I think it's a perfect time. I think it's a perfect fucking time, to be honest.
Hey, it's Jay.
Hey.
Hi.
What up, bitch?
Welcome.
What's up?
Welcome to the show. It's a special
only 30
guest.
Minutes late.
Yeah.
It's me. Yeah, I mean...
Literally the latest person in the world.
Oh, yeah, well, thanks.
Had a bit of a sleep in, did your buddy?
It's a little bit out of my control, but I appreciate
what happened.
The power just went out for the entire, like, city.
I don't know if I believe you, to be honest.
It wasn't the city.
It was, like, I was about to Google it. I don't know about that. Literally, the entire country lost power.
Yeah.
All right.
Literally, the entire universe.
How do we bring them up to speed? It's good that you're here.
We just talked about LA and Mason going insane. Probably have a better perspective on Mason's actual craziness than whatever. It's all on the table. Like, the audience knows, like, you know, pretty much everything. Like, what was it like dealing with Mason in LA?
Well, okay. So at first it was like, well, pretty much the whole time I saw him as like a little brother, because I was like, even though I'm kind of immature myself, I was like slightly more mature than him. So I was like, every time he'd freak out, I'd be like, okay, you know, everything's all good. We just have to not freak out. Like, and the minute it was probably the day after everyone left, that was when shit just started to hit the fan.
Yeah.
Like, I noticed that as each day passed, he was going more and more insane. Like, it was like a progressive thing. Yeah. It was getting more and more crazy as time goes on. And that was...
So how did it start? How did, like, the insanity start slow and then turn
like big? Like, what were the symptoms that you were witnessing him, you know?
Well, for one, we thought it was homesickness first, because he was kind of like, he was like, oh, I really want to go home. Like, he was crying when he was talking to his family and shit. And I was like, oh, he's just probably homesick. But then it started to get, like, more fucking... weird, sort of, like, insane. Like, weird.
Yeah, yeah.
How like so? Some Jim Carrey shit.
It was, dude. He was like, he'd wake up and, he'd get buck sober, they'd smoke a bit of weed, and it wasn't, like, a good time at all. Like, any of these times, and Bucks could also, like, attest to this, it was just the shittest time ever. Like, they were just both going insane the whole time. They were talking about, like, oh, Jay, seriously, man, like, if you know how I die, you need to tell me. Like, you need to tell me how I die, man. Like, you're hiding from... And I'm just sitting there like...
Was this... Oh. Were they on edibles or...
No, this was just like smoking.
Oh my God.
So okay. Just before you guys left, we had four nights in a row, we had straight sativa edibles. And that's the first time I've had sativa edibles ever. So sativa, that fucked my shit up.
Sativa's like the one that makes you energetic, right? Or like...
Yeah.
Energetic.
Yeah.
It's more headspace. Indica makes you really like couch locked. Well, like you go
like
roots.
Like a body high, like sleepy and shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, like he was just going, it was like visible insanity. He was saying shit that I was like, would you even say that if you're high? Like, is this just normal to say when you're high? Like he was 100% convinced that I knew how he died and I was keeping information from him. And this like carried on after he wasn't high too.
He thought he had infinite IQ.
Yeah. And that shit was like freaking me out because I was like, is he like, high all the time, or
Jay starts thinking maybe I'm the one that's high this whole time.
Dude, it was freaky as fuck because he was like, it would be like a day or two afterwards, and I'd be like, surely he's not high, and then he'd come up to me and be like, dude, honestly the world would be much better if I was just dead. And I'm like,
oh, no,
please,
no.
Dude, don't say that.
Zuckus was saying a lot of freaky shit like that on the phone with me as well. He was saying stuff like, a few nights before he went home, one of the things that you said that really was like, I mean, like Ryan didn't even react to this because he just knows that this is what you get like when you get high, because Mason's kind of like an anxious guy, like just overall, like you freak out about the weirdest shit, like you freak out about just like random medical conditions that you don't have and all this stuff like that. So Ryan was like, okay, it's like, went to whatever. But for me, I was like, what the fuck? So Mason, it's like saying shit like, I'll just stay and then I'll like jump off a balcony in 3 months and then everything will be fine because the universe will like realign itself and all this stuff like that. Like saying that like you're like planning to kill yourself like 3 months in the future so that the universe would work out and all this crazy shit like that. Like,
yeah, that was exactly I was
freaking out because I was so, I can't put it into proper words. No one will really understand except for me, but I was just like so humbled by everything around me and all the people, especially like you guys, that it was just too good to be true in my head. That was the problem. And like, I've never like experienced humbleness like that before, which is what freaked me out because I just didn't understand why everyone was treating me so nicely, because genuine, like through most of my life, I've been treated well. I haven't been picked on or anything much, but like that was just starting like the peak of it for me. I was like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Right.
Yeah.
This is all too good to be true. Like,
mind you, this wasn't me seeking for seeking attention or anything. Like, this was just me, like how I really felt. Like,
yeah.
I was 100%.
I was just scared, like for no reason. It was just fucking dumb.
Yeah. You were like incredibly paranoid, like the most paranoid person in the universe.
Yeah, and then your fucking nose started pissing blood on the plane, which didn't help.
Oh, yeah, on the plane back from...
I was scared the whole way until we landed.
Context before like their flight, that flight home, when we eventually were like, okay, Mason, Jay, you guys just need to come home. Like it's got to the point where like you guys just need to come home.
Yeah, we had to intervene.
Flights tomorrow. Like, we had like a literal intervention and shit, and they were like, yeah, no, you're right. Like,
saved us.
We've decided to come home. And dude, as soon as like that decision was made, they just became like the happiest people. Like if you guys follow them on social media, you may like remember a post of like Mason standing on a pool table with like a pool like triangle over his head and a pool cue. Like they were taking all these crazy photos and stuff. Like Jay took this video of Mason like strolling out the door and shit to music. Like they were like so happy like all of a sudden. But when it came to them in the airport waiting for their flight, I was getting messages like, just so you know, Cam, like I'm 100% convinced that the plane's going to crash and that something's going to go really wrong.
That was it.
I was paranoid, dude. I was like, so fucking
genuinely
paranoid.
They thought like, yeah, this is fate. Like we're going, like something really bad is going to happen on this flight.
Jay didn't think it was me.
Yeah. And he was he actually made me think that too.
Yeah. Right. He believed it. Like I was it was just rubbing off to him. And like, I was because- just... Because yeah, I genuinely believed it. I genuinely believed the something was going to happen to the plane. I genuinely did. And I broke down on the plane too.
It was scary as fuck.
So I imagine that when Jay's nose started bleeding on the plane, that was like the biggest monkey S.
Oh no, I hit it. No. Listen. I hit it. I knew for a fact that Mason was going to freak the fuck out. So I literally just bled. I was like bleeding out on the plane. And I was just like trying to be the most quiet person. I was like, oh, please don't wake up Mason. Please don't wake up Mason. And so I got the like bag that they give you with all of like the headphones and all that sort of shit. And I just put my nose in it and just let it run. And I was like, oh, just hurry up and end. I was just,
Mason was wakes
like,
up.
And then I looked over and then I'm like, oh, are you bleeding?
Were you like on the window seat or something? Could you not just get up to the bathroom?
Yeah. Yeah, I was on the window seat.
I was in the middle, which just didn't help. I felt so fucking isolated. I've never sat in the middle of a plane before, like in the middle seat. So yeah, I was just like, I felt so squished and couldn't go anywhere, and I hate it, dude.
Weren't you guys sitting next to this like decent bloke though? Who was like telling you guys
stories? Dude, it was the awesome. Best person.
We've got footage, so we're gonna probably leak some of it.
Yeah, he said he did meth 8 times. So it was awesome.
Don't say his name.
I'm not saying his name.
Oh my god.
But that's awesome.
We're gonna have to blur his face out now in the videos.
No, it's just funny how he brings it up. So
like, yeah, I did meth 8 times.
What the fuck?
He was like a wog. He was a wog, and he like went to LA by himself because that's just what he does. Apparently, he just goes to countries on his own. And you can tell he's just a guy that talks to people. So he made like a bunch of friends in LA and just got fucked every night and did cocaine. And,
my God. Dude, no one just does meth 8 times. What are you talking about?
I know, that's what I mean. That's why it was such a like awesome experience.
You know how hard it is to do meth 8 times and not do meth more times than 8 times?
I know.
At what point is he like, okay, I'm only going to do it once. Okay, I'm only going to do it 2 times. Okay, I swear, the 7th time and that's it.
Gets up to 8 and he's just like, nah, this isn't for me.
I've been rewatching Breaking Bad recently and I was curious about meth. Not to take meth. I wasn't curious about taking meth. I'm never going to take meth in my life because I'm not a fucking retard. But I was like, man, I wonder like what people's experiences on meth are like. So I was like, I started Googling. I was like, look it up on Reddit. What does it feel like to take crystal meth? FBI is definitely watching me, just so you know. But people were saying like just about how just unbelievable it is, like how like it fucks up your life, but like the high apparently is just like so amazing. Like it feels like having like sex.
Dude, don't do meth.
I read a trip report on Reddit of these, it's like r/tweakers or something.
Yeah.
So people take meth and then they write about their meth experience. And this one guy was jacking off at a Starbucks. And then the employees noticed and tried to like talk to him, and he was like watching porn on his laptop too.
Yeah.
And he they had to chase him out of the shop. He ended up booking it, knocked a fucking table over, and then ran out. And and he evaded the police by hiding in a bush.
Well, meth is meth like fucks with your dopamine, right? Because like it's like literally just having like a like it's probably I think it's like. I was watching a video. This may be like wrong information, but apparently like sex puts your dopamine up to like 200 units. Meth is like 1500 units. Like insane.
Dude, imagine
like
having sex on meth.
So dude, that's what they were saying. Like they were saying like, dude, like I would rather like this guy was saying like, I would rather jack off to porn on meth than have like an orgy with like 10 of the most beautiful women in the world doing whatever I want. Like he was saying that's how fucking like, but
don't tell me that.
But no, but this is like the downfall, right? Like meth will fucking ruin your life, like for sure. So never fucking ever even think about it because it's a retarded thing you could do. Like you can imagine how badly that level of dopamine fucks with your like reward system and everything. Like
Adderall, next thing you know, you're in meth every day,
and then your teeth fall out, and then you've got no fucking life. So you know, we talk about drugs in this podcast. Meth, heroin, all of those big bad drugs, fucking not on the table. Please, never do those.
Yeah. I really want to reiterate too that we don't do anything like that. Yeah. We just hang out and we smoke a bit of weed. Like that is the most we ever do. And if that, we don't even smoke weed all the time together. Like,
of course,
it's just, for sure.
Yeah, we're really not drug addicts. Story. We just have a habit of getting into fucking dumb situations on weed. Anyway, go on.
Just fun. For sure. On the plane, Mason was just like completely anxious. Like on the plane, he was still thinking that it was going to go down, and it was nearing the end of the flight. Like about, I think, 4 hours out.
The closer.
I was, Yeah, it was about close. It was pretty close. We were watching Monsters, Inc., like, in sync. It was pretty fucking awesome. But he was just freaking out the whole time. And, like, he was just so anxious. And I remember what Ryan said. He was like, if you're ever really anxious on a plane, just go beat off. And because I was kind of anxious, so I went and beat off on the plane. No. And it was like, it actually worked. Yeah. But listen to this. Then I come back and I'm like feeling so good. I tell Mason, dude, just go beat off. And then he goes, doesn't come back for 45 minutes.
No. But here's the kicker. I never beat off in the end. I got up. I'm like, dude, that is genius. That is actually genius. Like, that is the only, because I hadn't beat off for 7 days, like, in that period. And I'm a guy that likes to go one a day. But yeah, I actually went to go wait at the bathroom and there were just so many people in line and I started breaking down and they had to put me behind a curtain and shit because I was just freaking out so much. I couldn't deal
really?
With it. Yeah, yeah.
Like, what do you mean freaking out? Like, you were physically like pulling your hair out and shit? Like being like looking really anxious?
No. I had my left hand on my forehead and I just could see this fucking tattoo on my hand and I was just like, I started shaking and shit and then I was like, and I couldn't breathe properly because my mum has had the same thing on a plane before, but I've always just assumed that it was, you know, like I don't know how to put it, like her issue. I don't know how to say it properly, but like I guess it's just I don't fucking know. I just started breaking down and shit.
So wait, so did you end up jacking off on the plane?
No, didn't jack off.
He didn't, and like the WOG guy, he was because he sort of overheard us. Oh, no, he didn't overhear us. Mason literally told him, I'm going to go fucking beat off. Yeah. And then, like, about 30 minutes in, he, like, looks at me and he just does, like, the jacking off motion. And he's just, like, got this really confused look on his face and just looks at me and says, he's fucked. It was so funny.
The idea of him doing, like, the jerk off motion, but out of concern, is just so funny to me.
Yeah. It was so fucking hilarious. By the way, I'm pretty sure, he's fucked.
I'm pretty sure jacking off on a plane is illegal, by the way. Pretty sure that's, like, an actual crime.
Yeah, but I
didn't commit any crimes, boys. I'm clean.
I've never done that before. It's
let me Google that.
What have I?
Like, I'll kill a man, but I'll never beat off on a plane. That's like one line of the lore I won't cross.
I mean, yeah,
well, if you have feelings that the plane is going to go down, and the only way you're going to get over those feelings if you beat off,
and plus, I'm even if the plane does go down, at least you got one last nut out. You know, like it's a win-win.
Yeah, so. Exactly. That's a win-win.
Okay, so wait, would you get a result there, Swagger? Do you know if it's illegal?
let me see. Number one, do not masturbate on the plane.
I just hear a knock on the door.
It's an obscenity and indecency law, and you're also not allowed to be naked or strip naked. Don't use the F word loudly. Okay. Don't pick a
whoopsie. I did that so many times.
Yeah.
I was drawing really bad pictures.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh, we have the funniest video. I'll have to like send it some other time, but holy shit, it's the funniest thing.
What's
he was like on the plane, there was like this game where you could draw shit and it was just him coloring in. It was
I saw a snap.
Yeah, it was cute until I drawed Hitler with a fucking hand sign above his head.
And then proceeded to Heil Hitler on the plane.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You guys are never traveling alone ever again. You know that, right?
Like, managed to break.
We need to get Mason a leash.
We were dying of laughter. We were dying.
Oh, dude, it was hilarious.
Even the WOG guy was loving it. He was fucking loving it.
Why not? You willing to pitch in for a leash for Mason?
For a leash? Yeah, I'd be down.
Yeah, I'd strap a leash on him.
Like those parents at Disneyland just fucking put a leash on Mason and Jay.
With the monkey, like, backpack leash. So it's not like you're actually leashing your kids.
No, I should get that, but just have the leash on the ground, like, just drag it.
You should make the teddy a leash.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, so we managed to break every single law on the plane. That's nice to know.
Oh, shit.
What were the feelings when you landed, when you touched down?
Oh my god, we wanted to yell. We both wanted to just be like,
yeah, I know. But even that, I was still anxious until I got out of that airport. Just the tiniest bit. I knew that I was good in the end.
Yeah. And now you feel like back to your normal self now that you've been home for like a week, you know?
Yeah. A couple good nights sleep and haven't touched the weed. So I'm feeling very fucking good now. Yeah. Been editing and stuff. Good. So
when were you thinking about smoking again?
Oh, yeah. yeah, how do you feel about smoking again? Are you like get all cold, like are you cold turkey, or are you gonna return back to it? Or
I mean, when I so I got home and my brother, good old Cobes, was in the shed, and I was talking to him. Oh no, this is fucked. This is more fucked. So I think weed's just a no go for me from this point on. To be honest,
yeah.
I sat down with him, and he packed me a bong, and I was like. He's like, yeah, you should have one. You should have one. I'm like, oh, yeah,
that's
fuck.
The last
I'm
thing
home.
You should have done.
I'm, yeah, I know. Oh, I know exactly. God. And I'm like, I'm safe. I'm fucking safe right now. Like, good. And so he packs me a full fucking cone, and I pull the whole thing at once. And like, but Kobe's eyes just lit up when I blew the cloud. He was just like, oh shit, because I just went into a new dimension. Like it was fucking.
Oh my god. God.
No, no, but let me tell you what I said. This is why I don't think I should do weed anymore, ever. I sat there, it went either one of two ways. One, I was either super excited and like loving life, and I was just like so hyped about everything. Or two, I'd get so paranoid, I'd shrivel up with a blanket and I'd just fucking shiver. I'd just be like that. And I'd just sit there and I'd be cold, but my chest is warm.
Yeah.
And when I get like that, my chest goes really like red, and like it looks kind of like a rash, but more like a allergy kind of thing, I feel like.
Like splotchy? But,
yeah, splotchy. And I was like, even in that moment, I was still talking to Kobe about like all the things that happened. Mind you, shouldn't have been talking about it while high as fuck.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah,
not exactly like fun memories to relive while high.
Well,
yeah.
I was just so convinced that when I saw Mum that I was going to have a heart attack on the spot. Like, I was just so nervous on seeing her because I was just going to be so overwhelmed that I'm home kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I was literally telling Kobe, I was like, dude, I think that I can convince the whole world to kill themselves at the same time, including myself. That's what I'd say to him. Yeah.
What were his thoughts?
He was like, yeah, let's fucking do it. And then like, I'm like, I stood up and me being the gullible retard, I'm like, fuck yeah. And he's like, what do you mean, Mason? Why are you still going on about this? And I was just like, I went from like 100 to zero in that moment. I was like, wait, what? Yeah. I was just like, yeah.
That's hey, when you know suicide pact. Yeah.
I think, you should take a big break, and if you do return to it, you should take it very slowly.
Well,
you
know? I think it's honestly just that I'm doing too much.
Yeah. You think?
You don't know how to do a little bit. You always go overboard.
I always fuck my shit up, dude, and it's a bad habit.
It is a bad habit. No, don't worry. Like, okay, so at the beginning we mentioned that we're not going to Gamescom. We are around the same dates going to Australia for a lads trip anyway. Because, you know, we got to work. We got to get those podcast stories. You know what I'm saying? So,
we'll
see what happens then. We'll update you then as to whether Mason returns to weed and whether or not he has another crisis. Hopefully, we don't lose him this time.
Yeah. I'm never doing weed again.
That's fair. Yeah. We did not agree with Jay very much. Yeah. No. Okay. So, I think that the audience may not believe like just how I think they may believe that you guys are exaggerating
it.
But no,
go
like
explain
oh my god we're
okay
not.
I just wanted to say that like when so I left LA first and left Jay and Mason with Ryan and Sam, our managers, right? But a couple of days later Ryan and Sam also left, leaving Zuckles and Jay alone. You know what Ryan takes to be like at the airport? He was like, I just like totally broke down in tears about leaving Mason and Jay there. Like, I 100% like he was like genuinely like did not want to leave you guys there. Like he could just tell that like it was not going to be good.
Yeah.
It
wasn't, man.
I know. Like it really was. I mean, like all jokes aside, like they had a pretty bad experience in LA. A lot of it due to Mason's weed induced craziness, but also due to some other stuff. But I mean, like
stress.
Yeah. The moral of the story is never leave two retards alone in LA.
Yeah, for sure. Need a caretaker.
You just 100%. You need a trip sitter just for reality.
Oh, that's so true. Holy shit.
Yeah, it really was a full-time job making sure that you guys were... Because, you know, there are a few times when... At the beginning when you guys were saying, like, oh, we want to come home and stuff, like, you know, I was willing to, like, give it the benefit of the doubt and be like, all right, they're just homesick. Like,
yeah,
I'll comfort him and like, you know, and then they'll be okay for like the next couple of days. But like literally it was like every day it was like, we're staying, we're
every
leaving,
single
we're staying,
day.
We're leaving. Mason's talking to a curtain. We're staying, we're leaving, we're staying, we're leaving. Mason
oh
thinks that
God,
everyone is
so
going
scary.
To, like Mason thought that everyone over there was trying to kill him at one point. Like,
yeah. Like was, he literally yeah. thought he was going to be killed in his sleep by like his friends.
Yeah. Like real weird what? Shit. Yeah.
Really weird.
You gotta, I mean, yeah.
Maybe you
I
are
wanna,
schizophrenic.
Maybe. I told you I'm schizophrenic.
I think
telling.
I blame it all on the LA weed, dude. That shit's too strong.
Like, yeah.
Like,
it's dangerous.
Well, I honestly, though, the positive thing about all this, now that I'm home, like, and I look back, like, I got so much life experience condensed into one little segment. Like,
oh, yeah.
Holy
yeah,
fuck.
For real.
Like, oh, yeah. I've come out, I feel like I've come out, I'm not going to say an adult, but just very much more mature than I was before I went. So,
yeah.
You
got a new perspective
100%.
On life.
Yeah.
And Jay, too. I mean,
it
Jay,
crazy.
As I've mentioned before, is from a really small town in New Zealand and has never really experienced anything like that before, unless I'm wrong about that. I don't think I am. So for you,
yeah.
it was like
hardcore co-op, dude.
It was, dude. It literally was. It was like legendary co-op.
Yeah.
Escape LA, the video game.
Yeah.
Wow. But duos. For real, though, like, I owe everything to Jay. If he hadn't have been there, then I would
oh, yeah.
have gone insane.
100%. If I wasn't there, I know for a fact that he would still be there right now.
Yeah.
And it's fucking scary to think about.
That's the thing. Like, Jay will only really see it from the real yeah. perspective, because he was actually there for the whole period.
I dealt yeah. with it firsthand.
I cannot wait for all of the fan art on Tumblr of McCreamy X Mason.
Oh,
it's gonna be so
I
many.
I mean, dude, I fucking I'm not gonna lie, no homo, yeah. I fucking love the guy.
Ah,
like,
Mace Creamy, man.
We should totally talk about GBG on Tumblr.
Oh god!
Oh,
shit.
No.
Oh yeah, I delved into
about.
That a little bit.
I did too, dude. It was yeah. very.
Oh my god! No!
Interesting.
I was actually on Instagram last night, and I was looking at all my message requests because I go ham on replies. And we all two of us got added to this group. I think it was me and you, Cam, and it was like a couple of the people that do like those kind of things. And I was like scrolling up to see some of the stuff they said, and then I went past one of these messages like, I wonder if any of them are actually going to come in through and lurk and see what we say. And I was just like, okay, leave comments.
Okay, just for context, guys, what we're talking about is basically our stans, I guess. Stan is the word for like a stan is what you get when you combine stalker and fan. It's like a fun term on Twitter and Tumblr for like diehard fans of people.
Yeah, they call themselves yeah. that. It's not like
they call themselves. It's not. Yeah,
it's not derogatory.
Yeah, it's like they call themselves stans. So if you stan Fitz, it means like you're a diehard Fitz fan, or if you stan Swagger, and so on. Basically, we discovered on Tumblr, because we were just because Tumblr is where you go for all the weird shit, you know, like that freaky. Tumblr is like 4chan, but for like Tumblr is like 4chan on the other side of the spectrum. That's how I view it. Yeah. It's like, holy shit, like these guys
you
are
want
really
pictures
into
of
stuff.
iNotorious kissing Mason, then that's where you go. That's
yeah.
where you go.
It's yeah. crazy.
And, you know, just fuck me while you're at it, Matt.
You're pretty awesome, man.
Like, no shame for the people who do this. Obviously, they're just passionate about stuff, and I think that's great. But
I think it's hilarious.
It is kind of weird being like content creators and going on Tumblr and looking up your hashtag, which, by the way, our group's hashtag is hashtag gay baby gang, which
you can thank yourself for that, Fitz.
Dude, you can thank yourself for that. But no,
you're
you
the
scroll
one
through
in the
and
video.
Just like you scroll through and there's just pictures and pictures like fan art. There's like all our Snapchats and Instagram stories are saved. Like all these like fan edits, like fan fictions, all this crazy shit that people put the time into. Like it's wild. Like it's kind of weird, but at the same time humbling time to go through it all. You know?
Yeah.
I personally love it, but at the same time, like I think, what if like we met one of these people at an event, you know? And at the same time, like, I'm happy to give a big fucking hug, but I don't want to get raped, you know? Like,
I think people who do this sort of stuff are probably pretty tame in real life, you know? Like,
honestly, for real. That's why I'm kind of keen for it, you know? I'm keen I'm keen to meet a diehard.
Honestly, all I want out of life is just to love myself as much as my Tumblr stans love me, you know?
That's a fact.
I think my favorite fan fiction ever written about me was Price of Love. The Price of Love. Swagger Soul's ex-reader. That was a nice one. It was really good.
What was that
I like
about?
The sex scene. I think, if I recall correctly, it was about a contest that I make in this fictional universe where I live with somebody, no matter who they are, for like a month or something, and then this woman wins. So I live with her for a month, and then things get a little saucy. So, so very, very nice.
Yeah, very it sounds good. Like a full-on like romantic novel. You know?
Yeah.
How long?
Yeah,
was
I guess
this
it
thing?
Is. I'm not too sure. I think it's like a couple pages, maybe like a couple chapters. I didn't read past where it started getting weird because it was making me uncomfortable. Because when you read a fan fiction about yourself, it's just you picture it like, oh, this is me. I'm supposed to be sticking my penis in that thing right there. Okay,
and they'll describe you like write you saying things that you'd never say in real life and all this stuff as well, like talking in a way that like you would never in a million years talk like you'd be fucking the hell out of some chick, you'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah, bitch, fuck yeah, and stuff like that. It's like
you'd be like punching the shit out of him, like whipping him with belts. So like what the fuck? Like, oh god.
Yeah, there is some weird shit on Tumblr, but you know we love you.
For sure.
Thanks for watching. Thank you.
Yeah, shout out to Gay Baby Gang. Shout out to all the stands.
Also filled with awesome fan art.
Oh, super awesome.
Oh, yeah. My fan art's so awesome.
My personal favorite was the fucking Bigfoot one of me where it's drawn and I'm like crawling in the shadows. You know that
one? Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wait, do we have any stories from New York? Because that photo was from New York.
We went to that tower thing. What was that called?
The World Trade Center.
The World Trade Center.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, oh, shit. The tower thing. Fuck.
I was only in New York for one night, but the main thing I remember at New York is that it was actually the first time that I heard the Poland story.
We're all baked out for mind.
The gang was all together. I was actually dead sober, but everyone else was baked. Chad was there as well. Anything for Views was there, and they were telling
us we had like 20 boxes of chicken.
Yeah, dude, Ryan ordered like fucking like 5 things of Popeyes, 2 things of KFC, like 3 orders of McDonald's. Like we went all out. We were
is
fucked.
The king of ordering food. Okay, like if you like go to Ryan, I'm hungry. You will be granted with every cuisine in the world of unlimited varieties.
So that's true.
The whole apartment is just filled with like fast food. And like also weird gourmet shit, like dumplings and shit, like fucking like
he gets like he goes, pasta.
I don't even want to think about how much money our manager Ryan has spent on Uber Eats and Ubers alone for our group. Probably enough to put him like in debt.
Yeah, easily,
100%.
But no, like yeah, you guys. The first time I heard hearing the Poland story from all the members who were involved in person was really something else. Like I know, everyone says they love the podcast. If you want to listen to it, it's episode 1. Everyone says they love the podcast. I'm telling you, hearing it in real life, like with like switching perspectives and like them like being all like expressive, and like it was amazing. Like I was
acting
so entertained.
Yeah,
it was like an episode of like How I Met Your Mother mixed with The Hangover mixed with like what's that like fucked up like Project X or whatever, that like teen like crazy party.
Yeah.
It was like literally like, all of those combined in this amazing concoction. I loved it. Yeah, man, I want to go back to New York. New York, I was only there for a day, but I have really good memories of New York. I love that city. Way better than
New
LA.
York. Oh, yeah.
That's LA is trash.
NYC.
East side, what up?
LA is so trash.
Same.
Okay. Yeah, LA people fuming right now in the iTunes 5-star reviews down below. Well, what do we want to, because we haven't planned, now that Germany's canceled, you know, the whole country itself totally canceled. We have to kind of plan what we want to do instead. We are going to go to Melbourne, I think, instead and have a lads trip for Toby's birthday and for Ryan's birthday, but also just to have a good
Mason's
time.
Mason's birthday.
Yeah, stop forgetting about me, cunts.
I'm sorry. I would, but I just do not actually care at all.
Oh, my.
Mean.
No. What are we going to do? Like, do you guys have any ideas of things? I mean,
not smoke weed.
We're gonna get really, really drunk. We're gonna get really, really high. We're gonna get really, really drunk again, and then maybe we can go to another. We can go to like a casino,
and I'm gonna sit in my room.
Maybe we can go like cage diving.
Me and everybody.
We can do something wild.
I want to see Swagger bungee jump.
Oh fuck no! I don't want to do that.
We should write up a whole bunch of like crazy ideas that we could do while like inebriated. Obviously, nothing like too wild, but like things that like could just lead to amazing stories, put them all in a hat and just like every night just pick one and be like,
it would make like a bucket
this.
List. Yeah. Oh, that'd be so good dude, for a vlog.
Speaking of bucket lists, in LA, we went to a comedy show and we actually got to hang out with Steve-O.
Oh, true.
Holy fuck.
Steve-O drove us there.
Yeah. Okay, no. Start from the beginning. Like, you met Steve-O in LA. What happened?
So, I myself am a huge fan of Nitro Circus and Jackass, like all that shit. We got to meet him because Ricky was taking us to the comedy night. So it was me, Jay, Ricky, and Steve-O.
So Ricky is Banks, by the way, for those.
Yeah, Ricky's Banks. Yeah. And so that was on that night, and that was the first comedy show we've ever been to.
Yeah.
And so we went to that, and Steve-O was telling some like shit on stage about like how he did this thing called plane jacking, and it was his own like idea. And he like jumped out of a plane while nutting. And it's like, oh my god. It was music to my ears, dude.
It reminded me of what like Mason's gonna be like in about 20 years. Just fucked up stories
and that's
on
the
like
thing.
I genuinely think that
by the time that Mason is Steve-O's age, well, Steve-O must be like late 40s now, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
By the time Mason's Steve-O's age, he's probably gonna sort himself out quite a lot. He's probably actually gonna be like just a really fun guy to be around, but still kind of also a little bit crazy at the same time. But the stories you're gonna have, like,
oh my
they're gonna be great. Like,
I'm ready.
Yeah.
But that was so iconic. Like Steve-O driving us to his own comedy show. Like that, that was
sick.
Awesome.
Was it in a nice car?
Yeah. Oh. It was a, oh, I can't
it was
remember
the LA.
It was.
It was like one of the biggest comedy places in LA. Like a lot of people were there.
Yeah.
Right.
He had a cozy little car with like dog fur in the, on his seats.
Yeah.
He's such a like, such a dude.
That's amazing. I wish I met him. Such a normal guy. I used to watch Jackass all the time when I was younger. When I was in primary school, how old would I have been? Like fucking like 9 years old or something. Me and my friends used to like do like our own child version of Jackass. We would just do dumb shit, like try and jump down like really long flights of stairs or like we were doing like really like shit that we should not have been doing for our age because we watched lots of Jackass. Like when I first found YouTube, some of the first videos I were watching was like Bam Margera like light himself on fire and all this shit. Like I love that stuff. I wish I met Steve-O. He seems like such a cool dude now as well. It's actually surprising that he's as intelligent and as like okay mentally as he is now, considering everything he went through. Like he's got to have some
fucking
battle
scars. He's super straight
edge.
Like he doesn't do anything.
Oh yeah, he's totally sober now, right?
Completely sober. Yeah.
Damn. Respect for him, man. I mean, nothing but the best for Steve-O. What a legend.
Steve-O, if you're listening to this and you want to be on the podcast, just let us know.
Yeah, Steve-O's definitely our biggest fan. Anything else happened in LA that's memorable, noteworthy?
No, just went mental and nearly killed myself.
We shouldn't talk about that. There's some things in LA that we cannot talk about ever.
Yeah, literally ever, like classified information.
Yeah, not because of anything illegal, but just because, you know, it's just not something we can talk about.
Nothing to do with me anymore, mind you, all right?
No, it's all in the past as far as I'm concerned. LA was just a wild experience. And my perception of the city was like, oh, LA seems like a cool place to live, like lots of content creators live out there kind of thing. I was pretty optimistic about it. Now that I've been and I've experienced what it's like to hang out with lots of like really big content creators, don't want to go. I'll never get any work done.
Yeah. Like, no doubt. Also, shout out to Bucks. Bucks is the fucking man.
Bucks is the man, dude.
Yeah. Love you,
he,
Bucks.
He like helped Mason a lot.
He was something, dude. He's a friend for life.
Dude, when Bucks first came up to the house, we like all got high and watched YouTube videos till like 8 o'clock in the morning. We leave the theater room. It's like light outside. I feel the worst and the best I've ever felt in my life at the same time. Like, yeah, Bucks is a good guy. Bucks is fun to hang out with. It's a shame. We were going to see him in Germany, but now that's not going to happen.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see him at future events, I'm sure. Okay. Guys, we've still got 10 minutes to fill. You know, I feel like I'm always the one to bring up new things to say. Anyone else got anything?
Oh, come on, mate. Don't take all
the
time.
I'm always the one who's like moving it along.
If we're on the topic of Bucks, like maybe we could talk about that one time we went to that club in Barcelona with him and he ordered the whole thing of fucking Grey Goose. Okay. I remember that we went to a bar and we picked up some chicks and then we went to a club and we're on a wind club. We each have a girl for ourselves, you know, and we go into the club and it's just blaring music and we're trying to talk to each other. And I remember I had to take out my phone, my iPhone, and get notes so that we could communicate. He would type and then I would read and then I would type and he would read. And we were going to get like a seating area in a lounge room, like right up, like kind of by the DJ. And so I'm like asking Bucks like on the notes, like, how expensive is this? He's like, yeah, you got to pay me $200. You know, like you'll sort this out. And I was like, okay. And we sit down and, you know, we get this big ass drink menu. How many liters was the bottle of Grey Goose that we fucking got?
Grey Goose vodka?
I can't remember. Yeah. Right. Straight vodka. It was a huge fucking bottle. It was like two 2 liter Coke bottles like on top of each other. It was huge.
What the fuck?
And it was in this. Yeah, it was in this giant like ice bucket too.
What?
It was fucked. And we just started drinking. Yeah, let me see if I can go down. Yeah,
they're 3,000 mils, so they're 3 liters.
Yeah, yeah. When, like, I remember he ordered it, and then I started typing on my notes. So this is how it went. I go, "What's the plan?" And then he typed, "Get really drunk and not remember anything." And then I typed below that, "Sounds like a good plan." And then, like, I was trying to open the bottle, like the cork of the bottle, and I couldn't fucking open it. No one could open it. And everyone was, like, grabbing the bottle and trying to twist it open to be like, "Oh, yeah, look at me. I'm manly. I can twist open the thing." But nobody could fucking do it. We had to get, like, a lady to screw it off. And he goes, "I'm not being a pussy, but I can't open that, LOL." And then I said, "It's legit hard to open that vodka."
My God.
And then there's... yeah. All right. Yeah, that's pretty much the end of the notes. The rest is literally A F D G F Peel. So
is that the drunkest you've ever been?
I can't remember.
No, drunkest
dude,
I've
can't
ever
remember.
Been was at Paul. Dude, because Mason was mad because Buck's friend took the girl that he wanted to take, and so he I could see how pissed off he was getting, like almost tears in his eyes, and then
I wasn't pissed. I was just like, all right, fuck it, I'm gonna have a good night and just do my own thing.
Yeah, that and a good night to you was going over to the grab the bottle and then use your bottom hand, your left hand to get the bottom and then tilt it up and you're chugging this bottle of Grey Goose. I counted at least 7 seconds of you straight going,
"Oh my God.
Oh my God."
And I was like, "Is it gonna stop?" And then I just go, "Okay, stop, enough." And I had to like grab the bottle and put it off of him. And he just looked at me like there's vodka dripping down his chin and like off of his lips, and he was just like squinting. He looked so cross-eyed and fucked. I was like, "Oh man." And then you took that girl home and then you're kind of
okay, enough of that.
You don't want to talk about that, Mason? You don't want to talk about that?
No,
you want to talk about your possible
game? What, just in case your kid listens to this one day?
I'm not paying child support. Bye-bye.
It's literally the deadbeat dad cycle. Literally the deadbeat dad cycle.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh, man.
Good night, though. Good fucking night.
Yeah, it was a fun fucking night.
Yeah, Swagger is great when he's drunk. We got to get drunk, drunk, and Melbourne.
Yeah, just drunk would be fun.
That'd be a good time for sure, man.
I'm like completely different energy when I'm drunk.
Yeah,
it's like a whole nother thing.
It is. It's so funny. I remember you like flopping over on the sofa in fucking Germany.
It was so cute when Swagger came up to me and he's just like, when we were in Poland and he was more drunk than he's ever been before. He's just like, "Don, I gotta stop. I'm done. I'm so drunk. I've never been this drunk in my life." I went and got him this like pint glass, like a massive pint glass filled with tea. I was like,
"It was so
fucking
good.
Drink this."
It helped me so much, dude. Because my usual like way of life when it comes to drinking, you take a shot, you feel yourself get a little drunk. You take another shot, you feel yourself get a little bit more drunk. I was on like my 8th shot and like 3 beers, and then I took another shot. And then I didn't feel myself get any more drunk. And that's usually the time where I go, "Yeah, I'm not going to drink anymore." But not that night, because I was in Poland. So I had like maybe 3 or 4 shots over the, "Yeah, I should probably stop" limit. And holy shit, could barely stand, could barely do anything. I literally leaned up, like there was a bunch of pool tables and there was like a booth. I leaned up against this booth and I just slid down it and just lied down in the middle of the fucking room. And then I just asked John, I was like, yeah, can we go home? And he was like, yeah, we should probably go home. And I think we told that story.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's in episode one, Poland story.
Yeah. Oh,
so far.
Do you guys want to hear my story of the most drunk I've ever been?
Sure.
Not really, to be honest.
Yeah. Maybe next podcast.
We got like, we still got like five minutes, sure. I think, to get to the hour. So, you know, we got a little bit to go. All right. I'll be brief. I'll be quick. I mean, it's not that long of a story. It was when I was doing YouTube full time. So it was actually kind of recent, but I was living in Wellington in my old city. And I was staying with a bunch of my flatmates. So I was like getting drunk a lot more than I do now. Like now I'm like very sober. Like I don't get drunk or anything when I'm at home at all now. But back then I did because my flatmates were like uni students and like bartenders. So, you know, it was kind of inevitable. But basically beer pong plus shots, not a good combination. By the time I got to town and by the time I got to one of the clubs, like all I remember of the night was I walked in. I saw this really tall, like beautiful woman, like so beautiful. Like I was like, I want to fuck you. I want to fuck you.
Fuck you and your pussy.
Was she like, the same height as you or shorter?
She was only just shorter than me, but that's a fucking rare sight. You know, she was in heels, but like she was like
two giraffes mating.
I was like, she's the one. And I remember this.
I reproduce.
I locked in. I went straight towards her, and then I don't remember anything. And I had to get like and I wake up the next morning. And I wake up, my head's fucking hurting, obviously. I'm in my underwear. I roll over. There's just a bucket on the ground with like a bit of vomit and like some toilet paper inside of it. I'm like, what the fuck happened last night? I stumble out of my room. And like, this is a total shithole apartment, by the way. Like the worst place I've ever lived. Like floor was concrete, like it's sticky from beer. Like a very much like the grungiest student bartender, like 20-year-old apartment you could ever see. My flatmates are outside, like in their like dressing gowns from the night before. They just fucking laugh at me. They just point at me and they just laugh at me. I'm like, fucking what happened, boys? They fill me in. So basically what happened is I beelined it for this girl. I like tried to like dance with her and shit, but I was just like fucking stumbling around and like bumping into people. So she was obviously like, what the fuck, creep? Like, get the fuck away from me. Then I disappear from sight. I went to the bathroom. My flatmate Dom doesn't realize this for like 10 minutes. And then he's like, where the fuck's Fitz? And he like asked one of the bartender ladies. He's like, have you seen my buddy? He's like real fucking tall, looks like a retard. She was like, oh yeah, like he's passed out. I'm pretty sure he's passed out in the woman's bathroom. Dom's like, Dom's like, oh no, what's going on? Dom opens up the woman's bathroom. He's like, Fitz, you in here, buddy? Apparently I just groan. He like goes over to the end stall. I am slouched over in this in the woman's bathroom. Dick out, pants down. covered in vomit, like literally like this. I looked fucking rank. And Dom was like always like the flat dad. He was like older than all of us, so he was like, fucking here we go. So he like has to help me get up. I'm like, I'm practically unconscious at this point. He helps me stand up. He like lifts my pants up, fucking like buckles me up and shit, like fucking like brushes me off a little bit with a paper towel. I'm like, fuck Dom, you're the best friend ever, man. I was gonna, like, I was so scared. Like, so, and like, he walks all the way home with me, the absolute legend.
Oh,
because,
man.
You know, like we can't afford like Ubers back then. So like, he's just like walking me home, like, and it's probably about a 10 minute walk. So we're stumbling through the streets with me on his arm. And by the time he gets home, all my other flatmates are home as well when they come in the door. So like Dom comes in the door with me on his arm, covered in vomit, looking like an absolute wreck, and everyone just starts laughing at me. They take off my pants and stuff and like get to my underwear, and they like throw me in the shower, just like spray me with the hose and shit, because like they knew that like I would appreciate it in the morning if I was not covered in vomit when I went to sleep, right? Yeah, like they were doing like the lad's duty at this point, like literally just taking care of one of their own. They hose me off. They like put me to bed. They give me a big old glass of water, and that was that. And then that's what happened before I woke up.
Imagine being a lady in that club and going to the end stall and opening it and seeing a guy covered in vomit with his dick out and his pants around his ankles.
Dude, I look like I must have looked like the sorriest sight. Like, cannot even.
Oh my god!
I honestly am embarrassed, like, for Dom for this day for having to deal with that. Like, I owe him my
hilarious.
Life. He didn't even give me a hard time about it afterwards. He was like, yeah, just what you got to do, man. I'm sure you'd do the same. I'm like, yeah, but you wouldn't be in the same situation as me because you're not a fucking retard. But, yeah.
That's my right. story. That's a wholesome story to end off on.
Probably, yeah. All right, guys. Well, I mean, yeah, this has been the Misfits Podcast. Thanks for listening. It's good to have the whole gang back, finally.
Yes. Yeah, boys.
Yeah.
And by the way, Swagger farted during this podcast. Can you find the timestamp? I'll leave that to you. This has been the Misfits Podcast. Hope you guys all enjoyed it. We'll be seeing you in the next one. This has been us. And yeah, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
You fucking idiots.
Bye.
'Cause you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.